Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Anthony Martin Podcast. This will be episode 3. And usually for these things, I try to have like a theme or, a point to make or a message I'm going to leave you, or I might give you a poem or something like that. You know? But today, fuck all that. Not today. Today, you're going to, go throughout my day with me, and I'm just going to be letting you guys in, give you some insight on my life, so you get to know a little bit more about Ant today. So that's what this episode is, just to get to know you, But God, family, Ant, welcome to episode 3. All right, welcome back. Just give you some, some things that I like. One thing that everyone knows about me that knows me knows that I'm a sports fan. I love sports, basketball. The reason why I started watching the NBA was because in 2003, this man that we know as a king named LeBron James, he came into the league, and I've been watching basketball ever since. So yes, I am a LeBron James fan, and yes, I am a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. So, but this is an introduction to, I'm gonna be doing this every so often. More often than not, actually. I'm going to be giving you the box score and the breakdown of the game, or my opinion of the game. So, here's my opinion of game one. Boston versus Cleveland. Score was 83-108. I'm just going to be honest, we played horrible. We got to play better. It was a few players making plays, trying to do things, but as a unit, we got to play better. Boston's better than Indiana, and Toronto was just... Come on, that was a workout. So I'm going to give you the rundown. LeBron James played 36 minutes, and he had 15 points and 9 assists. LeBron, some say he had an off game. I say LeBron, was just filling it out, But the next person we have here is JR. He played 29 minutes, and he had 4 points. I don't know what happened there. K-Love had 17 points. Okay, K-Love is iffy, we know that. G-Hill had 5 points. Cora had 5. Now, this is the player that surprised me, Thompson. Played for 21 minutes and he had 8 points. Granted, he's a center, he's a big man, so we can understand that. But he also had 11 rebounds, so I can respect that. He's been trying to show us something lately. I was at one time. I had very low faith in this nigga, man, just being honest. But the next player we got here is Jay Green. He had 6 points. Hood had 11. Clarkson had 10. Osman had 2. Calderon had 2. Nats played for 4 minutes, no points. And then he had 3 minutes. He had 2 points. So all in all, we just got to play better basketball. Cleveland. Team LeBron, Team Cleveland, whatever bullshit you want to say, but as a unit, we just got to step it up, honestly. And I know all Cleveland fans feel the same, and I know LeBron gonna get it figured out. I say Cavs in 5. Cavs in 5. God, family, and all right. Another thing about me, about Ant, since you guys want to spend the day with me. Another thing about me is, if you know me, I love music. So what I'm going to be doing from here on out is I'm just going to be playing a song, that I listen to on a daily basis. I have a lot of songs that, so you guys can get an ear for what I like, So this is the first song I'm going to play for you guys. It's my man Dave East. He's a New York rapper. Overcoming, like he's very dope. So go ahead and check this song out. It's called The Hated. Go ahead, enjoy. Bye, family. Yeah. All right, so that was my man East, my man Dave East. This next portion of section I'm just going to just go over some things I was talking about with my old lady in conversation I had with a few people the day. First thing I'm going to address is the Bill Cosby issue. My take on it is that it's too many people, you know, coming to the conversation that I've had with all these interviews. It's too many people crying over spilled milk. At first, I was like, there's no way Bill touched anybody. But yeah, a lot of these women are after a quick buck and after that dollar. But I don't think all of these women made this stuff up. Like, it's like we realize that R. Kelly was really a bad fucking person, but we still love him and step in the name of love. It's like crazy to think. But do I feel sympathy for all these women? Fuck no. But do I feel like Bill did something? I feel like he was guilty in some aspects. You're fucking right, I do. Just being honest. Just looking at the facts, I do. But that was my opinion on the whole Bill Cosby thing. So I'm just going to wrap that section up there, and then we're going to come back later at this next music segment, and then we'll talk about, you know, yay. We all know yay been losing his fucking mind lately, but yeah, we're going to talk about that after we get back from the music segment. God, family, yeah. All right, so for this last music segment of the podcast, I'm just going to be, you know, taking it back. One of my favorite old school artists, you know. The first song we had, Dave East, was one of the, you know, newer guys that I listen to. But like I said, I'm going to take it back and kick it old school. No, but seriously, one of my favorite old school artists would be Mr. Ruffin. I refuse to let you. No, I'm kidding. But I'm going to go ahead and play one of my favorite songs by David Ruffin. And that will be the last music segment for this podcast. And then we'll come back and I'll give you my final thoughts and we'll wrap it up. God, family, act. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. That was the one and the only legendary David Ruffin. I hope y'all enjoyed that as much as I do, you know. But this is my final thoughts, and I just wanted to address the Ye situation before we depart ways today. Again, I'm going to tell everybody thank you for, you know, riding with me today, spending a little day with Aunt. I know we didn't go over a whole lot, but we went over more than usual. So you got an inside look, you know, just a small inside look, but that's all I wanted to give you, so that's all right. But yeah, my whole opinion on the Ye situation, I think that what he's trying to do, the overall message he's trying to put across is good, if you look at it, but I think how he's going about doing it, and then the consideration that he has for, you know, us as a people, black people, how he's going about doing it, is completely inconsiderate, it's completely ignorant. No matter how far where your stature is, some things is just deserve to, you know, have a second look. Like, understand that he say he feels free and he's just speaking freely. But some things you might want to know what you're speaking about when you speak. Again, I don't think Ye's a bad person. I don't even think Ye's like crazy or nothing from following Donald Trump. I think Ye is just Ye. And the line between what's real and what's fantasy has become blurred in his mind with certain things. I believe that, but I see what he's trying to do as a whole. The overall message is good, but how he's going about it is wrong. Slavery was never a choice. That's just an ignorant statement all day long. I'm not going to defend that. But yeah, that was it. That's my thoughts on Ye and the current climate and current situation. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. So anybody's entitled to their own opinion. That was just my opinion. So again, I would like to welcome, not welcome, but like thank everybody for tuning in to episode 3 of the Anthony Martin podcast. It will be many more. Trying to, you know, sharpen my armor as I go along, get better at doing this thing. But if you are here and you listen to me, I would just like to again say thank you. This has been Anthony Martin. This is Anthony Martin Podcast. Y'all family, huh?